At 6:06, it is overcast, 60 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 82 for a high today. Good morning. I'm John Durking, KWGS News. The U.S. Supreme Court continues to debate the health care reform law that goes into full effect in 2014. But what are people without health insurance doing now? Well, here in Tulsa, many are going to the OU Medical School's Bedlam Free Clinic. Chris and Leah Allen are among those using the clinic.
We don't have health insurance, so, I mean, it would be costly.
I don't know that we would have been able to get this kind of care, frankly.
Well, not this extensive for this long.
No, for sure.
This morning at 7:35, we begin a special two-part series looking at the Bedlam Clinic and the people who use it in Tulsa. Join us tonight at 7 for a wrap-up of today's testimony before the U.S. Supreme Court. IMSA attorneys file a motion seeking dismissal of a class action lawsuit alleging patients have been wrongfully charged for ambulance transportation.
IMSA attorney Chris Kepsel says the facts don't support claims by those suing for alleged wrongful billing.
They don't add up to what the people are claiming. Four out of the five individuals have not paid any money in regard to their ambulance run, and so they don't have damages that would entitle them to some kind of relief from the courts. And some of them don't even have judgments against them to where money could even be collected in that manner.
The motion also disputes that the plaintiffs have the status to constitute a class, and IMSA also denies claims that the alleged wrongful billing is widespread. The plaintiffs will have a chance to respond to the motion to dismiss, then a judge will decide the issue. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A Tulsa district judge strikes down a law allowing state funds to be used for special needs students at private schools. Judge Rebecca Nightingale says the law is unconstitutional based on the separation of church and state. Jinks and Union Schools sued, claiming the measure was unconstitutional. Union Superintendent Kathy Burden says the judge agrees.
And she determined that the districts were correct in their assertion that it is an unconstitutional law, and we are just absolutely elated to have that confirmed.
The attorney for the parents of the special needs children says he plans to appeal, and Burden says the school district is prepared to battle all the way to the state Supreme Court. The sentencing for former Skytook School Superintendent Gary Johnson is delayed for 2 months. He pled guilty to accepting a bribe which cost the Skytook School District thousands of dollars in overpriced janitorial supplies. The district attorney is giving him a chance to make restitution to the Skytook School District. The two women suspected in the death of a Tulsa toddler are being held on $1 million bond. Both women made their initial court appearance yesterday morning via a video hookup to the county jail. Tulsa City and civic leaders are pressing the flesh this week in Washington, D.C. The fifth annual Tulsa Chamber of Commerce fly-in starts today. Mayor Bartlett is going along, and he has some meetings already set up.
High-level employees that are at the Department of Transportation for infrastructure needs, especially regarding the Gilcrease Expressway, but also the intermodal project that we're promoting heavily.
In addition, the group will visit Oklahoma's congressional delegation while in Washington. Tulsa's new trash service will begin on October 1st. While many questions about the new service remains, the trash board met yesterday to set the start date. It's about 3 months later than expected. In sports this morning, ORU's Scott Sutton has taken himself out of consideration for TU's head basketball coaching job. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny and continued warm, a high today of 82, a 20% chance of rain tonight, 61 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly cloudy and 60 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.